AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Immigration was front and center Thursday on the campaign trail as President Biden and former President Trump each made separate visits to the southern border. In Brownsville, Texas, Biden pushed bipartisan immigration legislation.
The U.S. Senate needs to reconsider this bill, and those senators who oppose it need to set politics aside and pass it on merits, not on whether it's going to benefit one party or benefit the other party.
Trump in Eagle Pass said,
"This is a Joe Biden invasion. This is a Biden invasion over the past 3 years."
Former president today expected to attend a conference in Florida over the scheduling of his classified documents trial. Special counsel Jack Smith wanted to start July 8th. Yosemite National Park is closed as the West braces for up to 12 feet of snow in parts of the Sierra Nevada. And in Texas, crews continue to fight the largest wildfire in state history, more than 1,700 square miles. This is ABC News. The tax man's coming after thousands of top earners who owe money to the government.
This week, the IRS started sending out non-compliance letters to more than 25,000 people who earn more than $1 million a year and 100,000 who make at least $400,000 who failed to pay their taxes between 2017 and 2021. The program is funded in part by the Inflation Reduction Act. Last week, the agency announced it would open dozens of audits on private business jets used personally by executives and written off tax deductions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's a troubling rise in alcohol-related deaths in the U.S., up 20% in recent years. A new CDC study noting a spike in drinking during the pandemic that's continued. About 500 Americans died every day in 2021, women at a faster rate than men. And women's college basketball star Caitlin Clark says she will enter the WNBA draft this year. She plays at Iowa. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
7:30 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The city of Janesville is planning to buy the site of the former GM plant to try to revive development there. The plant was closed in 2008 and demolished 10 years later. All that's there now is 250 acres of concrete debris and contaminated soil. City officials say they'll spend the next year gathering information and community input. It's been more than a week now since anyone's seen 3-year-old Elijah Vu from Two Rivers. His grandmother made an emotional plea at a press conference this week.
I want my son to be home, raise my family. So I want everybody to continue. Don't stop.
His mother and her boyfriend are in jail on child neglect charges. There's a $15,000 reward for information that helps find Elijah. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks make it 4 in a row. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks winning streak continues with a 111-99 victory over the Hornets in Charlotte. The Bucks officially passing the ball. Giannis after the game.
I think guys are going to the right position. The ball is moving. Guys are making shots and like extending the court to give Dame and myself space. The difference is that we know we have direction right now. We know what we're trying to get from every position. Every position counts, and we are making shots. Guys are making shots.
College basketball, the Badgers take on number 13th ranked Illinois tomorrow at noon. Baseball, the Brewers fall to the Rangers 7-5. That's Milwaukee's fifth loss in a row. Hockey, the Badgers men's team takes on Michigan State for a 2-game series to wrap up the regular season and a chance to lock up the Big Ten. Does the team feel playoff pressure?
We'll see. You know, this is the first go-around for us as a group in this situation.
That's Badgers hockey coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
rejection. Got me so low. Keeps it up. I just might have to go away. Yeah.
Somebody has to pay for our lack of planning.
Nothing slows my little girl down. Except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex. Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, 32 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55 by Sunday. Sun in the morning, a few showers in the afternoon with a high near 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
This bunch of songs on Jack FM will automatically boost your credit score. 103.1 Jack FM.
Look, if you had one shot, or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, would you capture it, or just let it slip?
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, there's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs, but he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down, the whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out, he's choking how, everybody's choking now, the clock's run out. To this mobile home.
Jack, what the hell kind of outfit are you running here?
From these messages on Jack FM will be spent on gas.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, 32 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55 by Sunday. Sun in the morning, a few showers in the afternoon with a high near 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
All you really want me to do is say something stupid so you can put it on the air.
Jack in Spanish is pronounced.
103.1 Jack FM.
Is pronounced Yak.
Jack FM, playing what we want is a way of life, a very easy way of life.
now.
So you can mark it off your bucket list. 866-930-JACK.
Let the dogs